I'm here with Eddie and Paddy from Betrayus. Hi guys, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Yeah, feeling good.
Yeah, you've done your show today, haven't you? The Sophie stage.
Yeah,
how'd it go?
It's really good, yeah. Sounded top. Yeah, it's top.
Yeah, it's a good stage. A lot of people there, it's cool. Good to see.
Yeah. Good crowd, how did they react to you?
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of them haven't seen us before, so it's always good to see new faces there, especially people you don't recognise with our t-shirts on and stuff. That's always cool to see. So
turnout was good, considering like the level we're at. I think turnout was
awesome.
It's top, man.
I know a lot of bands that have played the Sophie stage have said that it seems to be bigger in there and a lot more people in there this year.
I think it draws people in, doesn't it, that stage?
Yeah. That's great.
It's cool, yeah. It's a good opportunity for bands like us as well, especially stages like the Sophie stage, because it's not exactly the tiny stages you see at festivals, it's quite a big one, so it's always great to for Simon to offer us an opportunity like that, so it means a lot.
Have you played Bloodstock before?
We played in 2010, on the New Blood stage.
Right.
I mean, that was a real boost for us. But obviously it's the next level when you get to the sort of level to play. So
it's nice getting booked, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's different sort of different feeling when you get booked for a festival.
Exciting stuff, yeah. So what do you think of Bloodstock this year then in general?
Well, Bloodstock's a top festival, you know, its size and just the way it's run and everything. It's a nice local one as well, but really.
It's one of those. It's not too. It's not too big. It's not too small. And the actual the type of people is kind of people who want to be hearing us. So it's always good to see them type of people checking out new bands. Not necessarily like the massive bands on main stage all the time.
Yeah.
Like going out of the way to go and check out smaller bands like us. So it means a lot. Yeah. It's cool.
You're all the bands of the future, aren't you? So
we'll see what happens, won't we? See how good this interview goes.
Okay, so you just released a brand new single before Bloodstock, Idle Reverence, and you're giving that away for free, which is very kind of you.
Yeah,
man. On your networking pages.
It'll be on the album. It'll get re-recorded, you know. Yeah. But we just needed to push something, didn't we?
We need to push stuff out. I know we've been quiet since played Euroblast Festival in Germany. Since we came back, we were quite quiet, and we knew we needed to sort of crack on with the first album. So, that was. The reception we've got from it's been pretty good. So, happy with how that's gone.
We did it quick, we did it in 3 fucking days. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know if I swear, but yeah, sweet. Yeah, that shit bollocks. Fuck. We did it really fucking quick.
Yeah.
It turned out alright, didn't it? Really.
Yeah.
Not so
I'm
bad.
Happy with the sound of it, to be honest.
Yeah.
Just a friend recorded the drums in a bowling alley.
Yeah.
Yeah. Budget as it comes. So no, it's alright. We're not made of money.
Well, no, it's not easy these days, is it? So for bands to make any money, but
not at all.
Takes a lot of money, a lot of time, but I think we're doing it the right way.
Yeah,
things are going well, so can't complain.
So, what are your plans after Bloodstock then for the band? What's coming up?
Well, we need to keep gigging.
Going,
expect a few gigs probably, just because we need to keep the ball rolling now that people have seen us at Bloodstock, and we've been quiet for quite a while, like Paddy said. We're just writing the album, but we'll probably throw a few gigs in for the rest of the year, and then we'll be touring next year probably quite a lot.
Yeah.
I would have thought so anyway.
Yeah, I mean, as soon as the album's out, I think we'll be touring extensively. That's the idea anyway, we'll see.
When are you aiming for the album to be released?
Oh, that's $1 million question.
When it's done.
When it's done.
When it's good enough.
We'll see. We've got a little bit of material left to stick on, so we're just trying to order things now and sort of get in recording time and stuff like that, so we'll see.
Yeah, we've got all the material, we just need to put it together.
Yeah, exactly.
It's just finding the time, because obviously we all work, we're all fucking busy.
We all work full time, we've got stuff to run, so.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, we're making it work, we'll make it happen.
Yeah,
it'll happen.
So we look forward to hearing more then. We'll keep checking what's going on. So you're on the Jaeger stage tomorrow as well, aren't you? Did I read that correctly?
Yeah, man.
So two shows, which is...
Yeah, I think we're the only band to be playing twice this year as well, which is quite funny.
Yeah.
But we'll be showing our softer side on the Jaeger stage. It's always good to do.
So, will it be an acoustic set?
Yeah, we're playing electrics, but we're playing clean.
Yeah.
As clean as it gets on a 51-50.
It's gonna it'll be a extensive bit. We've rearranged a couple of our tracks off the new album as well.
Yeah.
And changed them acoustically, so that's gonna be cool for people to hear, I think.
Right.
I think we should turn a few heads, should be good fun.
Great. goes well for you. And what about bands that you want to see? Is there anybody particular here that you're looking forward to?
Gojira, we're playing right now.
Let you go soon then.
No, yeah, Gojira, Death Angel, you know, they always give you what you want.
Zerath. Yeah, they were awesome. Yeah. Absolutely awesome. So Lamb of God should be good fun.
Lamb of God. King Diamond
tomorrow as well.
Oh yeah, we're yeah. all fucking.
Yeah, I got work Monday morning, so I'm gonna go tomorrow night.
I'm getting leathered. What?
Yeah. So yeah, no, it's a good lineup this year. It's a good lineup. Happy to play it.
Great. Well, thanks very much for your time and good luck with all your upcoming plans.
Thank you. Okay. Nice one.
Thank you.